Man, it's crowded in here today. Packed. After watching the tape several times, you know, we just didn't do enough good things. I think you give up 8 sacks, you get 3 interceptions. You don't play good enough to win the game, regardless of anything else that happens. But, you know, it's the frustrating thing for me is, you know, we don't catch the punt. We get penalties when we get field position. We didn't create field position in special teams. But there were some positives that come out, like every game. Defensively, I think what we went back and emphasized extremely hard, I thought we did a good job in. I thought especially Linville Joseph played very well. The things we ask him to do don't show up on the stat sheet, but it makes it a lot easier for the linebackers to play defensive football. As far as one of the hot topics is this fine thing, and that was probably Zimmer being Zimmer. I kind of was not in the best frame of mind at that time. This team has not had an issue of continually issue of being late. Every time a guy's been late, been anywhere, I find him, so it has not been an issue. I had 2 practice squad guys miss lifting on Saturday, and so that was kind of sticking in my mind. So I'm looking for everything that I can look at, everything that I can control, and try to continue to get this team better each and every time. So, question.
How can you make things easier for Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, that's one of the things that we're evaluating right now. We knew there would be some ups and downs with a young quarterback. There always is, regardless. But if we have a cleaner pocket, it would sure help. If we had guys open, it would help. If we ran the ball better, it would help. You know, it gets hard to run the ball when you got the ball on the 2-yard line and everybody's stacked up in there, and the first one you run is a 12-yard run and you get a holding penalty. So now it's 2nd and 12, and you know, we can't just rely on the running game either. We've got to protect the ball, and there's different ways to do that, and protect the quarterback, and there's different ways we can do that. We've talked about that some already this morning, and we'll continue to do that. Another bright spot I thought was you know, Jerick McKinnon does some things where he gets in space and he makes a lot of people miss. And so he has some explosiveness about him offensively, and that's a good thing.
Mike, you still talked about, you know, outside of the fine thing, that you feel you have an undisciplined team. You cited talking to the officials. Do you still feel you have an undisciplined team?
Well, I have a team that is not performing like I'd like to perform. It bothered me the other day, and actually the last 2 weeks we had a personal foul penalty for talking to the official against Green Bay. And then last week during the game, on the sideline, I just noticed a lot of people doing a lot of officiating and I've told them from the very first preseason game we played in that I'll talk to the officials. They don't need to do that. They need to concentrate on playing football. And that includes coaches. So I addressed it again this morning.
So you do or don't think you have an undisciplined team, I guess is the question.
I don't think that we're undisciplined. I think we can be more disciplined than what we are.
Mike, are you considering any lineup changes in the offensive line?
We're evaluating all that, and I'm not opposed to it.
What stood out when you watched the film with protection? Was there a couple things that...
Well, one time we held the ball too long. One time we got the protection the wrong way. There were some times we got beat. One time a guy tripped and... on another guy and fell backwards and guy sacked him. It was a number of different things.
Sure. No,
one time we got stuck on a game that, you know, some of it was guys not getting open. It's easy to rush the passer when you're down 17-3.
when you look at,
hope we get that way sometime.
When you look at possible changes on offense, is it tough to make some of those changes just because of the guys that are there? You know, some of them are established veterans, some of them are young guys that you're really counting on coming up.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's a tough call, and you know, but we have to do what's best, what we feel like is best for the football team. It doesn't mean we're going to make any. It just means that we're continually giving guys opportunity. I still feel like if guys perform, then they should have the opportunity to continue to play. And if not, then we need to look at options.
Haven't played or reserves or those that are on the practice squad on the offensive line, who would you say has made the most progress?
Well, I'm not going to talk specifically about the players, whether it's good or bad. I'll just keep going from there.
In general, do you feel like you've got viable options on the depth chart at offensive line?
I feel like we have the ability and the talent to be playing better than what we have. That's what I feel. Whether it's viable options or the guys that are in there, we have the ability to do it. Now, are we getting it done? No. So, the guys overall are not, they're not bad football players. They're just not playing real good right now.
There's been a lot of fires to put out. Was the offensive line even one that you remotely thought you'd have to deal with?
I anticipated that our offensive line would be a strength going into the season. I want them to... I'm trying to get this football team to develop the mentality and the mindset that I have, and I'm obviously haven't done a good enough job yet, so I've got to keep grinding on them. I think some of it showed last week defensively in the fact that you know, we corrected a lot of things that we put a lot of emphasis on. So I'm going to continue to try to get this football team the way I want it.
Maybe the discipline or the issues you talked about yesterday stems from, if at all, you got a lot of veterans that aren't practicing or playing with you guys right now.
That what? That aren't practicing or playing?
You guys right now, for other reasons. I mean, is that a lack of leadership because of just that?
No, it's not that. I go back. It was. I just kind of flew off the handle a little bit yesterday, which is not. I'm kind of an emotional guy, but it is not a lack of discipline. It's we're not performing as well as we need to, and it's not about the leadership, or it's not guys that are not playing. I mean, everybody plays with guys that are hurt. It's we're not looking for excuses. We're looking for solutions, and that's what I'm trying to do, is trying to find solutions.
You mentioned Zimmer being Zimmer, flying off the handle. This is obviously your first year as an NFL head coach. Is that something?
It's not
the
first year I've flown off the handle.
Oh. But more people are listening now that you're a head coach.
I'm sure they are.
Is that anything you have to change, maybe emotionally holding some back, because obviously it's human nature. You're very mad after a loss or what have you.
I'm always going to be pretty honest, I think. That's my creed, as best I can be, and I'll continue always to try to be honest with you and maybe do a better job of trying not to let some things bother me as much. And I am learning, trying to be a good head coach. I am trying to learn. I'm trying to do a better job every single day, every game. I'm not perfect, just like the players aren't, so I'll just keep trying to do better and trying to get my team to be better.
You said they're actually nervous to come into the meeting today. Do you think you got their attention, though, by what you said this year?
I want them to understand that it's not okay to lose. That's what I want them to understand. I want them to understand that it's not okay to lose, that we have to change the mentality and the mindset of this. I can remember telling the defense the same thing in Cincinnati a long, long time ago, that we have to develop this mindset that it's not okay to lose. It's not business as usual. This is I'm not very accepting of these kind of things.
Did you while to get that message across in Cincinnati, or did you think the players picked up on it fairly early in your tenure? Did it take you a while to establish that or get that message across in Cincinnati?
I don't know. I'm pretty hard-headed, so however long it takes, it's going to take.
Do you Teddy said yesterday was an eye-opening experience for him. You knew that that day was going to come for a rookie quarterback. It's not always going to be like his very first start. But what do you have to safeguard against? I mean, he seems pretty solid, but you know, an eye-opening experience will change how a guy sees things.
Well, I believe with all my heart that Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the franchise quarterback here for a long, long time. And so we have to make sure that, and I believe that the team believes that too. I think guys here in this organization, the players, everybody believes that this guy will be the future and a bright future for this organization. So we have to make sure that we continue to help him to be successful, whether that's playing or coaching or whatever it is. You know, the one interception, the first interception that he had, he thought the safety was going to grab the guy that was running across him, and he didn't. And so I think that one was a new one for him. The other two were tip balls, and, you know, really weren't his – I shouldn't say they weren't his fault, but, you know, they were two. So I'm glad he's got that – his low spot out of the way, and we're ready to go back to work.
The coin toss. Yeah. You put the ball, put it on your defense right away. Was that just because they hadn't been doing it on opening drives lately, and then to sort of have that happen again? Can you pinpoint what the issue is on those first series defensively?
Well, we've got a three and out, the first one against Green Bay, too. I feel like you can get an extra possession if you do things right, if you play defense first. Plus, you can get good field position. Hopefully, get good field position. It had nothing to do with anything else about putting it on the defense or anything like that. It's just my I guess philosophy, you'd say.
You've got a sense of what the issues are initially on drives, because you seem to settle down at times after giving up touchdowns right away.
Yeah, well, the first drive, thinking back on it. We had the screen pass, and we messed that up. We didn't get off a couple blocks. We had one guy loaf. So that was the big one, and then we made a mistake in the red zone on a touchdown pass. But then the one run that popped out of there, we had a guy clean in the hole. So, you know, it was just, I don't think it was anything, you know, first series, second series, third series, just whatever.
Given the offensive struggles lately, do you get more involved in that on that side of the ball at all this week or in the coming weeks?
I have 100% confidence in North Turner and the offensive staff. That doesn't mean that I won't have more of a point of emphasis with some of the players offensively. Like I said last week, I feel like defensively, the things that we emphasize as a defense and the things that we put a special lot of focus in, I mean, we did a couple I think you asked me about it. I mean, one of the drills we did was some extra emphasis on it. And I do believe players, if they understand you're serious about it and you put some extra effort into it and some point of emphasis, they'll respond. And so, you know, I'm going to put some point of I'll be with the offense a little bit more, probably.
Can Jerome Felton help with the pass protection if he's in there more? He only got 5 snaps yesterday.
Yeah, it's sometimes when you bring the fullback in, they bring a lot more guys in. And when we did last week, they seemed to be blitzing extra guys. So it's a little bit of a catch-22. Excuse me?
Is Jerick McKinnon your starting running back moving forward?
I thought Jerick did a good job this week, so we'll just continue to see where it's at. some of the things you saw him do Sunday, make some explosive plays.
Time for two more. Mike, we talked a little bit yesterday about the need to kind of eliminate options in his progressions and get through his progressions a little bit faster. Did that show up on tape, contributing to any of the sacks?
Yeah, there was a couple that, you know, he looked to one side and was a little late getting, and that's not like him. He has not been like that at all, but yeah.
Is his usage going to be different at all without Adrian in? He was obviously a Pro Bowler 2 years ago, and I saw he had, I think, 18 snaps in the first game when you had Adrian. Has that changed his role, or how do you kind of look at that?
No, I think each game you have a certain number, but like I said, it depends a little bit about what the defense is doing at the time, too. So, you know, you don't go in with a certain number. Hey, we're going to run this personnel 6 times or 12 times. I mean, there's a lot of it. I guarantee you that if we were winning the ball, winning late in the game, he would get a lot more snaps. So a lot of that's there. All right, thank you.